Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. I'm with Natalie Portman, Jane Foster and the mighty Thor in Thor, Love and Thunder in theaters from July 6th.
Marvel movies have always managed to depict big real-life issues, you know, through fantasy and fiction. Could we say that they have the same, let's say, metaphoric function today as mythology did before?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. And obviously this draws from Norse mythology, so it's not even really new, but of course it's a new imagination of that. But absolutely, I think, you know, we have these kind of needs to see these fantasy versions of people who will save us, the gods that we rely upon for the fates that we can't control in our real life.
How important was for you not only to portray finally a female superhero, but to represent how women can be stronger when on a team? I mean, could this also be a strong metaphor to what we should aim to between women as well?
It's absolutely one of the greatest aspects of getting to make this movie is to get to be a female superhero in a film with other female superheroes. And especially, particularly the relationship with Valkyrie was incredible to get to live in real life with my friend Tessa, who I've worked with before and I'm very good friends with in real life. And then also to have kids see on screen, because, you know, I know my whole career almost, I was like the only, there was like the girl in the movie, you know, and there'd be one. And it's a crazy representation for audiences to see that, you know, you don't see women working together often. You don't see women supporting each other often. And also you don't see room for more than one, which also creates this like world of competition between women to be the one. And so it's like absolutely something that is like needs to change, and I think is in the process of changing. And I'm lucky that in this movie we have that aspect.
Yeah, talking about change, do you think that the change that we're going through in cinema in terms of representation is a real change or an imposed one?
I think it's I think that the conversation that started a few years ago has made quite a rapid change and has made it part of everyone's thinking in entertainment now, and is something everyone's conscious of, even if they're not acting on it. And so I think it's really positive. We're very far from where we need to be, but I think there's actually been quite a rapid change because of the dialogue that I think a lot of journalists have propelled forward, for sure.
How was for you this time to also explore, as an actor and human being, the superhero side of the story?
I loved that I got to have both sides of the character, because I think there's this misconception that a feminist character has to be like kick ass all the time. And to me, I admire that a lot, but I don't relate to it as someone, you know, it doesn't like, it feels much more, real and like something that I can aspire to when someone has moments of weakness and doubt and fear, and also can be, you know, a kick-ass, tough, powerful person.
Grazie. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you.
And I would like to thank Natalie Portman, actress in Thor, Love and Thunder, in theaters from July 6th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.